It's the Bob Boocast. What soundbite will Bob be grabbing today?
5 minutes and counting.
Hi, it's Bob again, and today I'm going to talk about digital recorders. There's a ton of them out there, and really a lot of them at the entry level, $80, $90, $110, are totally adequate for you to use. If you've got a good mic or a sound, you know, a well-designed sound room, should work fine. Now, yet you can get a very high-end one. I have a semi-professional one. It's worth about $500 or $600. There are some really, really high-end ones. I'm not going to use any brand names. You just go out there and Google, you know, best digital recorder, and you'll get four or five that come up consistently. Yeah, you can splurge on that, but if you're just getting into podcasting like I did a couple years ago, basically what I would do is get the cheapest one you can find, because the sound quality isn't that critical. Basically what you got is, when you're starting to do podcasting, you don't even know if you're going to be doing it in 6 months. So don't blow a whole pile of money on a very fancy recorder until you've done 5 or 10 shows. You do 5 or 10 shows and you're really getting into it, and you're thinking about doing a second show, so you have 2 shows, maybe doing 2 shows a week. Yeah, then it's time to start investing in some equipment, because you're spending a lot of time and you want your quality to be high as possible. So get a good digital recorder. And when you're recording, a lot of people, what they do when they start is they actually record into their computers, which is something you can do. However, there are a lot of noise issues with the electronics, and you can get this hum. And if you don't mind having some high-end software to clean that up, one of the ways of doing it is, don't record on your computer, just record to a digital recorder. The other thing too, it's much more portable, so you get a consistency in your sound. If you're doing home recording and then you grab it and you bring it out on the field, you'll get a nice consistency in your voice. I started with a very small one. I think it cost like $80. I ended up selling it to somebody that wanted to start getting into podcasting with my mic setup. Very happy with it. They love it. And probably in 6 or 8 months, they'll go into a higher end unit. So do that first. Don't go crazy. Basically, oh, by the way, I'm still in the parking lot and there's about 10 cars came in. I've got to go to an appointment pretty soon, but I just wanted to talk about the digital recorders, the usage. So you get your digital recorder because it's portable. You got a digital recorder because you go straight out of your mixing board into your digital recorder. Oh, and by the way, I'll talk about mixing boards next time, because there's a couple reasons you want to have a mixing board, and the type of mixing board you want to get with the type of features, because that is a critical part of your ability to do interviews and podcasting. All right, see you guys later.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Your time's up, dude.